Blac Chyna adds more plastic to her body, and obviously, K. Michelle now has less hair on her head than Amber Rose has down there. Stay tuned to Black Hollywood Live's Reality Check.
You are tuned into Black Hollywood Live Reality Check.
I like this song. Is this new from her?
Show is.
Get Jack it, Demi.
Jones and Stefflon Don.
You know what? Damn. I still can't mess with Demi because she said that she was black. The song world.
Girl, she got her ancestry.com off Groupon, girl. Let her find her culture.
Welcome to Black Hollywood Live's Reality Check. I'm your host, Ashley Gray. You can follow me everywhere at Ashley Gray TV, hashtag BHO Reality Check.
Ew, it's your boy DJ Jesse J back in action. Been sick all week, but that's fine.
But he's back. Because, you know, you weren't on the beat this week either.
Sure wasn't. I was really irritated because we had Sai Ari the Kid, and he's one of my favorites. But that's fine because I'm going to get you over. I'm going to see you around here.
Will you see him in West Hollywood?
Oh, no, girl.
Oh. Listen, I'm asking a question.
Nah, girl.
You know we get messy here.
He ain't Peter Thomas.
Wait, Peter Thomas is having it's reported that he's going to have a spinoff show.
No, he's filming it. Well, they're filming the pilot, so he found a production team to sucker on into this, and he's going to try and sell it to Bravo.
Who?
Apparently people are into it. I'm not here for it.
I'm not going to watch
it. I'm not here for people who lie and say one thing, and then they're in the background doing something else.
K. Michelle cut her hair completely off.
Like, bitch, did she, or did she just take her with say, I'm not going to wear wigs no more?
First of all, don't be coming at black women like we don't have no
hair. I ain't coming at black women. I'm coming at K. Michelle.
She had hair.
Did she?
She did.
She changed up a lot.
We all do.
Do you? You come in with that all the time, girl.
No, sometimes she's long, sometimes she's short. Sometimes she's midi.
You have a consistency, though.
Yeah, I try, because you know you got to, kind of, a little bit. But anyway, I love it on K. Michelle. I think she looks beautiful. I think she actually looks better without... Like, with it all, like, the Amber Rose effect.
Really?
I think she looks gorgeous.
She does look really pretty with it. It's different. It's really different. I'm just used to K. Michelle with, like, the big hair. I live for it. Especially just
beautiful.
The way she sings. But, I mean, it's, like, a little edgier and...
Like, I couldn't see Tamar Braxton pulling off this look. Maybe. I don't know, because Kiki Palmer, when she did it, she looked really beautiful.
Kiki had a full shaved head?
Yeah. Oh. We thought it was a Britney Spears moment, but it actually wasn't. She was...
I missed that.
Or it might be. Who knows?
I mean, I feel you. You know what I mean? Just shave all the negativity off.
Now you know who would look like crazy?
What?
Blac Chyna.
No, wait. Hold up. Bitch, did you see what happened, though?
Oh, what?
When K. Michelle posted the picture of her shaved head... She said, I shaved it all off. Good vibes only. Milan Christopher from Love and Hip Hop wrote, well, hey, girl, but you ain't hit me up to get in the studio. And then, what's his name?
Zell. Yeah.
Gone right. She never will. Hashtag talented people only.
You know what? I have to give... He's annoying to me a
Who?
Little bit. Zell from Love and Hip Hop Hollywood.
I want him in here because I feel like he's
I'm not saying no. I know that he's entertaining. He's definitely a character, but I feel like he pushes it too far and it can be borderline like extremely immature. It's like...
You're on Love and Hip Hop.
I get it. You're being petty. You're being messy and it's funny, but honey. So let me tell you about the last episode. First of all, shout out to Mr. Ray, who it was his debut on Love and Hip Hop Hollywood. But honey, Zell came for him.
Really? Wait, I didn't see.
Honey! When I tell you that Zell read him for filth.
What did he say?
It was just, what didn't he say? You know? So, you know, Mr. Ray is the homie, but you know, I was giggling like, dang! But, you know, Mr. T. Ray had a little, like, he had some...
He was playing Batman.
A little bit, you know. Like, he had a good one-liner at the end when he was like, you know, but you use Keisha Cole's name to get free clothes, and then you keep them. So that was some tea. But anyway, so to my point, I just feel like sometimes he can be very immature because he was at, I think, her Masika's little launch party or whatever it was, and was literally laying on top of the table...
Zelly?
Yes, on top of the table.
I'm like, Zelly, that's the shit that you
on
fucking can transfer
products.
Money from Bank of America. Whatever.
And Wait. Then was like laying on top of her products and was like, and Mr. Ray was like, what are you doing? He was like, I'm tired and you sleepy. Yeah. I was like, this this is so, that's rude.
That's slapstick comedy, you, but, honey, bringing it back to life. But Three then it's Stooges. Like,
you want to be her friend, and then Moniece, you know, she over in the corner kikiing because she think it's hilarious. Honey, I would have been doing the same thing.
Sure, like, would have, drinking my little Fanta over in the sideline.
So we'll see. It's going to be interesting to see the two girls, Zell and Mr. Ray, on Love & Hip Hop.
And we got to get them in AfterBuzz here at Black Hollywood Live, honey.
Ding, 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 no, ding, ding. No, this space is too small.
We'll do it out in the
because
back.
Because the way Zell jumped off that table trying to attack Mr. Ray.
Oh, it was physical violence.
Yes. And then it shows in the next clip, well, what should be premiering the next episode, that tomorrow. He charges him again. And it's just too
wait, and that's why he called him a wildebeest?
Oh, this is too much for me. Did you watch Bachelor in Paradise?
I tried, but then I like came into it late, and I came into it right at the DeMario part where I wanted to see it, and I was just like, this how they doing it?
Wait, what do you mean?
Like, they didn't show anything, and they basically yeah. had everyone sitting in a room like, we don't know what's going on. Production stuff. Like, it so was, that like, was, so dramatic.
That wasn't the last episode. That was the episode before
that.
Oh,
that's
that.
The only one I saw. Yeah. You know, I don't really be in, like, The Bachelorette was my first time, you know me.
Yeah, so, but you know what? I think that that's how it all went down, though. Like, from what we are seeing, I think that that's what happened. Like, everyone was drinking all day.
So they can't show us nothing to, like, alluding to the
No,
fact.
They did oh, they show did. It. They the showed them episode. Both. No, they the first episode, they showed them both in the pool, like Corinne and DeMario. They both look like willing participants. They both looked very drunk, but they're both adults. And I'm not going to babysit you. Jesse, if we go out and you want to get sloppy drunk, you ain't about to be throwing up in my car.
Don't.
Get an Uber.
I don't.
Well, I'm just saying.
But, you know, I know a few so friends that like... do. So
it's like... Listen, birthday. I'm just saying, they... Jesse is being so petty.
Shady.
Listen, So the episode that you didn't see was last week where Chris... First, it was, like, Evan and Carly's wedding, which was really cute because they're, like, my favorite weird couple ever.
Wait, they got a wedding on the show?
Yeah, because they had to fill in some filler space because of the whole DeMario and Corinne situation. DeMario and Corinne did not come back on the last episode, but I have a feeling that they will come back.
What so these happened people are going to be married on the season.
No, they already got married.
But they're married. Now they're on the season, Bachelor in Paradise.
No, they were on as just two contestants who found love.
In a hopeless place, honey.
Because it was. And yeah, they got married. It was a really cute, whimsical okay. wedding. Anyway, back to my point. I think that Corinne and DeMario will be coming back. Oh. Chris Harrison had a conversation with the entire cast. Honey, it was a snooze fest.
Okay.
But I totally understand that it was needed and they had to do this whole cleanup, the whole PR, whatever. But basically, all of the cast members were in support of DeMario. All of a sudden, Raven. All of a sudden, Raven and Jasmine, you guys are like, love DeMario and like commenting on his Instagram. But last week, y'all was like, DeMario's this, DeMario's that. Make up your mind. And Jasmine, I'm sick of you. She tries way too hard. Why are you choking everyone? You know what the problem is? Is that there's only one black girl on there right now. Right now, you are not doing us any justice. Right now, you are showing an aggressive black woman who likes to be physically just like, ugh.
Wait, like in a, like she's trying to be romantic? She's like, ah! And it's like, girl.
I don't know what it is. Maybe it's her like waboom moment where that's just her thing. Oh. But like she literally puts her hands around their neck and like chokes them. Like, do you like this? Do you like this? And it's not even like cute and like seductive, like S&M type stuff. It's like, girl, you look a mess.
Speaking of a mess, Black China is releasing her Black China dolls. Honey. And bitch, I'm trying to figure out what 3D printer she printed them off
at
in
Dunkin'
the hood.
Donuts because they all look real thick. And not in a good way. Y'all look like y'all didn't have five glazed.
I'm like, bitch, these look like from 1987 He-Man.
Oompa Loompaville.
Like, the fuck is this, girl? Like, who's purchasing this?
Girl.
Who, mind you, they start at $75.
For what?
Right, and go up to $400.
I wouldn't even use that as a doorstop.
I sure wouldn't. It'd be scare the fuck out of me like a gnome outside.
What is that? Like when Scrappy came to life in Goosebumps. That little thing just gonna start. Taking my money out my wallet. Because you know that's what they did to Rob, her and Lil Michi. Michi talking about he donated $50,000 to this
to her?
No, it was to a worthy cause, but I don't know. I think them checks gonna bounce, honey. And it was two separate $25,000 checks. Honey, you know that's Rob's money. Thank you, Rob.
First of all, these aren't dogs. We can't call these. Like, that looked like it would hurt. That pink one. Look at that with the stance right there. That looked like you would shove that stiletto
plastic,
in somebody's
eye. It's plastic, honey. Like, you know, this is right up her alley. I'm not mad at her. It's what she knows.
Right, girl. You know what I mean? I mean, I understand it. Make your business moves, but I'm just like...
Who? But ain't nobody buying that. You better off, like, teaching strippers how to strip, okay?
Just stay give them away lane. For free. Free door stoppers for everybody. Get you a black China door stopper.
A black China little minion.
Wait, all right, well, speaking of stopping, American Idol need to stop filming because they still ain't find no judges yet. So, apparently, they paid Katy Perry $25 million, right?
Did.
Out the pocketbook of American Idol, which they ain't really have that coin because now they can't find no other judges. Lionel Richie's like, yeah, I'll come back, but I want $10 million. They're like, sorry, we only want to give you $5 million. And Lionel's like, well, do you know who the fuck I am? And you paid Katy Perry $25 million? I know how to tell somebody how to sing. Katy Perry...
Crickets.
But they already started filming. They got Jordan Sparks, Ruben Studdard running around Orlando, Florida, trying to smile in people's faces and getting them auditioning and whatnot. I'm like, that's who your judge is going to end up being. You're going to be like, come on, kids.
Yeah.
Come on, back to the show. They talking about the producer, Nile Rodgers, being what? Like, stop. I'm tired. I'm already tired. I can't even finish the story.
Yeah, let's just... How about we just not have it come back? I'm okay with that.
I'm fine.
Katie.
Won't watch it. Sorry. I could care less to watch Katy Perry.
I will never watch American Idol again, probably. I can actually guarantee that. Because it's just not my thing anymore. It was really exciting back in the day when they had, what was the old dude's name? Simon.
Yeah.
Simon was hilarious.
But now he's on X. He's doing his own thing. He's like, bye. Like, I'm good.
Bring Simon. If they brought Simon back, I would watch.
Doesn't Simon do America's Got Talent?
I don't know. I don't keep up with these people.
Something like that. But I'm just like, he does, yeah.
There we go.
He moved on. He's like, hi, I'm on NBC. Bye.
He's over just singers.
Right.
Now he's on ventriloquists and magicians.
Exactly. And I'm like, okay, you're going to have Ruben Studdard come back and, like, let's pretend Ruben Studdard going to be a judge. Because, you know, Ruben Studdard, they offer him $5 million. He's going to be like, sure.
If they offer him $5, he's going to be like, sure. If they offer him a sandwich, he's going to be like, sure.
I was going to say the $5 meal at McDonald's. That's rude. But that's fine. Him and Jordan Sparks, like, at the end of the day, like, I would look at Ruben Studdard and be like, you going to tell me about a career?
Look, well, you know what? Who found themselves over the weekend? Scrappy and Bambi are reunited. But from the looks of things, it didn't look like Bambi was too excited to see Scrap.
End of story.
Yeah.
So there was a 10-year anniversary.
This is not... Who cares, really?
Not me,
yeah, me either.
What's it called? Well, speaking of Love and Hip Hop, so Ray J is suing Big Brother UK. So if you remember, he was supposed to be on the UK Celebrity Big Brother. And they kicked him off the show because he said he had a toothache and he had to go see a doctor. Lies. Which I just think all this is lies. And it's like, you out here lying and telling a story and their producer's gonna go do their little background check, whatever. So Big Brother's supposed to pay him $1 million, never gave him his coin. So he's over here complaining, which it's gonna get taxed. So you're gonna sit over here with, like, what, $500,000? Like, you doing all this for $500,000? He said that they never paid him because he was kicked out unfairly to a dental emergency. He wants his money. He wants a public apology. And he wants to be on next season.
Bye. Bye, and adios.
Like, we don't even want to see you on next season of Love and Hip Hop.
Nope.
I don't even want to see you on this season. I didn't even want to see you on last season.
I didn't even want to have to talk about you last week when I congratulated you about the baby. Honey, you and Lil Scrappy and Bambi, all y'all can just be dismissed.
But you know who dismissing, and I'm going to give them a round of applause because they did it. Mary. So they're coming into their sixth season on WeTV.
Okay.
And it is going to be their final season. They're
good.
Just like, we done. But hey, it is... You know what I mean? These rating things be killing me. Because I was like, wow, the number one cable... No, girl. It was like, they were the number one cable show in the time slot among African-American women between the ages of 25 and 20. I'm like, well, that's real.
And that's
pretty
real much the
specific.
Only... Exactly. And that's the only show offered at that specific time for
Little
that
Women
specific...
Atlanta. So it's going to premiere September 28th, six hour-long episodes. And if you guys are here for it, go ahead. I just like, you know what I mean, their songs.
Let me tell you something that I was here for. Tammy Roman getting all these white people together over the weekend. Honey, her and her Bonnet Chronicles had me in stitches.
What'd she say?
Because she was trying to put people in stitches. Well, basically, she was just saying, you know what, white folk, like, take that mess to Crenshaw and Slauson and see what happens.
Take what mess? What was said? What was said that caused her to be in uproar? I didn't see.
These Nazis.
Oh, she was speaking about politics.
These white men and they tiki torches that they purchase at Walmart.
Big Lots.
And she was just like, you know what? This is ridiculous. I'm not my ancestors. You will get, excuse my language, you will get your ass beat. And I'm like, you know what? I'm not. I don't advocate violence. I really don't. But you know what? I got a little bit of Malcolm X in me.
She does.
Mixed with a little bit of MLK.
Did.
So I don't know what I'm going to be feeling at the moment.
Would.
So, yeah.
Speaking of white people, so Kim Kardashian, I don't know if you pay attention to this. I can't believe I did. I actually watched,
I did, because I told you about Homegirl.
Jeffree Star?
No.
Kim,
well,
K. What Homegirl?
The girl who called out Jeffree Star for being racist, the YouTuber.
Oh.
And so she, okay, you tell that story because, honey, I screenshot it.
All right, so we'll do it in half. So the beginning of the story, apparently, you know, we've been talking about Kim Kardashian releasing her contouring kits or whatnot.
Yep.
Well, apparently, Jeffree Star, this person, I don't know who the fuck this is. I thought it was
He's a huge makeup guru. He's a YouTuber.
I thought he was the, leave Britney alone, like, and went crazy.
Oh, no, he is hilarious. No, not her.
Oh. So, whatever. So, Jeffree Star dissed Kim's makeup line, saying that she doesn't know how to put swatches together properly and that it looks really chalky. So, you know, the KKK clan.
Wait, what did you just say?
Jeffree Star.
He didn't diss Kim K.
Yes, he did. He dissed the makeup line. He said that the swatches were put together poorly and she needs to get her swatches together. And, well, it goes into that. And that it was really chalky. So the KKK clan, Kim's like fans, went in on him and were like, you racist bitch, because apparently back in the day, Jeffrey called a black woman an ape.
It wasn't back in the day. It was within a year. Well, he also said a lot of things back in the day, but let's not just like be distracted from the truth. Mm-hmm. He said something as recently as a year ago.
About a year ago.
But go ahead. I digress.
But yeah, so he used the N-word like freely. Like, I mean, like just turning and the faucet
not,
water
no,
on.
No. Not N-I-G-G-A.
No.
Let's be clear.
Like ER, emergency room in the hospital, which he will be.
But honey, he still has millions of subscribers, so you know, people don't care. They're not really concerned. No. Now, I wanted to talk about Jackie Aina because she's the one, remember I told you, she's also a YouTuber who was invited to the launch of Kim Kardashian's beauty line, and who was like, she gave Kim Kardashian's makeup a bad review, and Kim refused to like put, like erased
Wait,
her picture.
What's her ethnicity?
She's black.
Uh-huh.
So Jackie Aina had been, like, always called out Jeffree Star for being, like, racist. She talks about it on her YouTube channel. She talks about it on all of her social media platforms. So Kim Kardashian actually supported, well, she came out to say recently, like, you know, people just need to let the past be the past and stop coming at Jeffree Star and, like, really supported Jeffree Star for whatever reason it was. And
she said that, you know, he apologized for his racial slurs.
Boo.
Yeah,
boo. I get it. Listen, this is what Jackie said, honey. So Jackie went to Twitter and said, Kim Kardashian, she mentioned her girl. We do not have to forgive Jeffree Star, especially when his behavior has not changed. Everyone has a past they shouldn't be judged for, but this isn't one of those times. His comments don't affect you. Be mindful of that. So Jackie got her together real quick because Kim Kardashian did come out with a statement saying, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Like, yeah, you're right. Like, I totally understand how this doesn't affect me and I can't just dismiss it so easily.
I couldn't even watch all of them. It was just
insincere.
Like, really though, like, just
buy my
racist
makeup.
And like, just buy it.
Makeup.
And like, I mean, like, if he said something racist, forgive. And like, people are born to love. And taught hate.
I always support a love, and no matter what. Like, you know what?
It's like, I really want to love her because it's just like, oh, girl.
You know, listen, I watched old clips from Keeping Up with the Kardashians. I was like, this is what... Because it was hilarious. Everyone hated Kim because Kim was such a biatch. And she was, like, money hungry. And then, like...
And look at the world we're in.
Listen, but Khloé would call her out. Like, it was one of these episodes where Khloé and, like, Kim came in. No, listen. Kim was trying to come in and Khloé, like, they were at Rob's house. I thought Rob was fun. How you doing? And
not well right now.
No, yeah. Anyway, so Kim was trying to come in the door, and like Chloe tried to shut the door, and Kim was like, "Don't you ever do that!" And like hit Chloe with her bag, but like literally like took her purse and like hit her. It was so funny. Listen, and then Chloe was like, "All you want is money. You're money hungry." It was so. You have to go back and watch old clips.
Well,
it was no, but it I'll was so
like
funny.
I'll be like, yeah, girl.
Listen, this is why I used to love them, and I used to faithfully watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians because, like, it was just so real and authentic to me. Like, I really could relate to some of them.
I mean, I feel you. I'm like, but I would watch it and be like, this is like me and my family. Like,
it was so funny.
Me arguing with my brother.
And then, see, I'm just look. I'm so excited. Listen, okay, I'll tell you one more. Chris like took. Okay, so Kim was sitting next to Chris on the couch. So Chris took...
With the BlackBerry?
Yes! Did you see that clip?
I've seen that one before.
Dude, I was like, Kim is such... She was so mean!
Mom!
Why would Mom. You do that? And then literally went Cry. To the top of the landing and threw her off.
Petty AF.
Oh, I
Speaking
miss that,
of
Kim.
Throwback Thursdays, or So Far Back Sundays, it's the 10th anniversary of these shows. I Love New
I'm
York.
I'm so old.
Cribs. I used to love Cribs.
Me too. I used to pretend like I was like in Cribs. I would open my room door and be like, "Hey everyone, welcome to MTV Cribs."
Open up my ghetto friends, yeah. Capri Suns.
Capri Suns. Here's my Bow Wow poster. I love me some Shaw Gregory Moss when I was growing up, hunting.
Of course you did. I totally see it.
But now that I'm taller than him, I'm like, who? So there's that. Shout out to Erica Mena. Got out of that.
Pimp My Ride. I used to want them to pimp my ride so Honey. Bad, except them, bitch. I need it right now.
I used to pray to God, like, God, can Exhibit just, like, show up in Akron, Ohio?
No,
because
the thing is I remember when the show got canceled, all these people started freaking out because they're like, we have these cars that no one can fix. Now the ship, my chandelier and my fucking, and my Honda Civic is broken, like, and my mechanic can't fix it. My mechanic can't fix the spot in the back of my fucking Nissan Maxima right
can
now.
Can I
like,
just say that I am sweating
bullets. The AC is broke here at Black Hollywood Live. You know, we like to keep it real with you, so if you see a little pit sweat or something,
honey,
no, it's tea.
I can't. Anyway, so it was Pimp My Ride. I Love
Charm
New
School.
York. One of my favorites.
Charm School?
No. Didn't Monique do that? Mo to the E to the... Wait. That was Moesha.
Yeah.
I'm in... We're the Parkers. Oh, he is cute. You. With Professor Ogilvy.
And Top Model, which is coming back. All right. And, yeah, that's all I got. Although I do have to reality X this Taco Bell. Because as I was...
Oh, the breakfast taco?
Taco Bell. If I ever roll up to a window and you give me a fucking egg, and I gotta hold the egg, a greasy-ass pan-fried egg, and what you gonna put in the middle of that? They're gonna have breakfast. It's called the Naked Egg Taco. Instead of a shell, they're gonna use a fucking egg.
Listen, it's innovative.
Now,
it's healthier... I think if it's like an egg
if
white
it's a real
with
egg.
Like avocado and you know that's not going to be no real egg. It's Taco Bell.
That's what I'm saying.
I have not eaten at Taco
Although,
Bell for like
honestly, Taco
20
Bell
years.
Is one of the top healthier of the restaurants.
What
of
kind
the
of meat is
food.
That? Rat?
Maybe it's soy chorizo.
I will reality check the latest cover of Ebony Magazine with Tracee Ellis Ross and Anthony Anderson. It is so gorgeous and I just love seeing like them... Anthony Anderson really has come up.
Honey.
Like, he then lost a little bit of weight. And I would never have imagined that he would be at this caliber in his career. Not that I didn't believe in him, but...
Well, apparently you didn't.
I just...
I would have never thought.
I mean,
Anthony Anderson!
For example,
but no, but yeah,
like,
when he was like the chubby like security guard. And I don't know what movie that was, but...
I mean, but like, I would have... I've always thought that Tracee Ellis Ross was going to be like... a megastar since Girlfriends, and I just didn't think the same way about Anthony Anderson. So I'm going to reality check that. Robin Thicke got his 22-year-old girlfriend preggers.
Well, I mean, that's what
he's
they,
like
that's
42.
What that's what they're doing today. You know what I mean? Get a little fertile. That's what they do. Like, R&B singers. I mean, Ray Charles. They all out here just sticking their dick in something. You know what I mean? It's getting them young, fertile girls pregnant. At least she's 22. He ain't R. Kelly in them.
Oh.
I'm gonna reality check these people who put a fucking petition to replace Virginia Confederate
with
Monument
Missy
with
Elliott.
Missy Elliott. Go ahead with your bad self.
I mean, that I this is not a discussion for reality check. We're going to have to take that to
That's
political talk.
That's why I brought Missy Elliott into it.
Yeah, but I have a lot to say about
not
that.
Not here. We ain't, that I know, ain't, this yeah, ain't the
we
show.
We're going to keep it messy. We're going to keep it real messy for y'all. For y'all kids. That was all my reality X's and checks. Really? Mm-hmm. Let me think of one.
Bye. I'm reality X-ing her trying to come up with some shit. Jesse Bitch, Morgan. We done gave you a full ass show, y'all. So y'all can follow me everywhere. DJ Jesse J. Hey!
And everyone, you can find me at Ashley Gray TV, hashtag BHL Reality Check. We'll see you next week.
Bye!
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagram at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Yes!
Hollywood redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.